Good afternoon, if you're watching live, and welcome to you whenever you are watching this. This is the Adventure 2022 for the 20th of December. It's getting close. How many sleeps to go? 5 days to go, as I was being reminded as I was visiting some of the primary schools yesterday and today, and some more tomorrow. And they were being very creative. I gave them a Christmas challenge and gave them all what some of you of a certain age will know as a pipe cleaner. Apparently, they're branded now as chenille stems. Well, but what could you make that's Christmassy with a pipe cleaner? Well, some of them went the easy route for a halo, but we had some mangers, a bit like a manger. We had some baubles. We had some Christmas trees. In fact, we had complete nativity scene. Not rather beautiful. Complete with baby Jesus, Mary, Joseph, the stable, the star, and you see the sheep as well there. Fantastic. So, yeah, that was fun in at the schools. And we were talking about the Christmas trees and all the things that are on them and some of the symbolism that is there pointing us to Jesus coming into the world. And every bauble, every shiny bauble there to make the Christmas tree look nice is also a reminder of God's love for the whole world. So today, my guest is Krina Jackson, one of our elders at Morvern Parish Church. And it's actually a couple of weeks ago. It was one of the first recordings that I made for the Adventure 22 was with Krina. And so without further ado, let's hop over to Loch Allen and to meet Krina.
Good to be with you.
Me too.
Now, we've just been at a meeting up in the church. You let slip something that surprised me, that you've been around Keele Church for 81 years.
Yes, 81 years. We came to live here in 1941.
Right.
My father came over to work in the mine. He was under manager in the sand mine. And we were always brought up in the church from very small. Mm-hmm. And then I was Sunday school teacher when I got into my teens. And of course we were away and we had to go to Oban High School. But see, after I left high school, I was Sunday school teacher quite a while.
So you'll have seen a few changes over the years.
A few changes, yes. A lot for the good, and maybe not so much. I'm very outgoing, as you know, and I do like changes. But some of them I'm not too keen on, but we'll leave that. I have to say, yes, I've been a lot of changes in the church.
And any particular memories around Advent and Christmas in years gone by at Keele Church?
Advent and Christmas, well, I've spoken to you before about the watch night service that I just love, and the church was always packed with that. But then our families, you know, they grow up and they go away from here, and it's not just quite the same. They don't sort of pass it on to the rest of the children to come to the watch night service. But I do like that. And yes, and a Christmas service too, when the children, and I did like the Chris Dingle thing when it was brought in. We didn't have that, certainly. We didn't have lunches to have it, of course, during the war. Yes, I do like the Christmingle service, and yes, I like Christmas.
Yeah, and this year it'll be 4 o'clock at Keel Church, Christmas Eve. And something up at Struntian at 7, and then the watch night 11:30, which will also be live streamed.
Yes,
so anyone, wherever you're watching, you'll be able to share in the watch night service.
I'll certainly be doing that.
Tell me about some of these things that are surrounding you.
Well, as I say, my husband had a stroke, pretty severe stroke, in fact. And we found it quite difficult to get things to help us out when we had him at home. And I just saw where the Stroke Scotland, especially, there's the Heart and Stroke, which has the shop in Fitzwilliam, but Stroke Scotland seemed to be looking for funds, and I just thought, well, I can knit, so I knitted. And he sold them at Christmas time. And as I say, last year I made £220. Which the receipt's there if you want to see it. I do the post box we've got. So I do a post box toppers for different occasions. So that was for the Queen's something or another, platinum I think it was, with the Guardsman and the Christmas ones.
These are brilliant.
Christmas tree. This wee fellow's there. Dickens character, I think, Mr. Whatever. And he's got his parcels and the other things, so. But I'm really, people are very generous, you know, that buy them. Some of them are quite nice and others are.
And that's great to be able to support. So it's Stroke Scotland.
Stroke Scotland, yes. It's like Poppy Scotland as well. I support that as well. I knitted poppies with a pin in the back of them. And my daughter, who works in Mull at the hospital, took a box of them over, and I think I made £55 last year for the copy appeals. So it keeps me out of mischief. Perhaps from anything.
That's fantastic, Karina. Tell me, have you got a favourite Christmas carol?
My favourite Christmas carol is Silent Night, because I think it's just, you take time to sing it and you just get a warm feeling, at least I do, and it's just Christmas to me, Silent Night.
Yeah,
just love it.
I always like to make sure that we start it at 2 minutes to midnight,
so
that we end and it's Christmas morning.
And it's Christmas morning, that's right.
Always lovely moment.
I do like that.
Karina, thank you very much, and happy knitting.
Oh well, I'm busy knitting a clown at the moment, so. We'll see how that goes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Karina. That was wonderful to watch that again and to see these amazing knitted creations. And yes, Christmas Eve, there will be a service at Keel Church in just outside Loch Allen at 4 o'clock, and then later in Struntian at 7 o'clock. And I was just hearing today that SSEN have had a wee look at the church at Struntian, where they're is an issue that means that we can't be using it meantime. Hopefully it will be repaired as soon as possible, but it's not looking likely that we'll be in the church for Christmas Eve. So I'll be at the church, or someone will be at the church for 7 o'clock to tell folk who turn up and haven't heard this or seen any of the other notices. But we're going to go up to the Arundel Centre. And we'll have some carols, we'll have our wee Christmas Eve service and some hot chocolate. And then later on at 11:30 in Ardgour, the service from there. If you're local, you will be very welcome in the church building. And wherever you are, you will be able to watch the live stream. And the link to that is on the aksm.org.uk/adventure page. You'll get the the information there about the live streamed service. If you are local, I hope you've seen one of these postcards with some of the details and the links to all that is happening for the rest of this week. So tomorrow we will be meeting Natalie and Louise, who are working with URUM, the local befriending and support organisation. And then on Thursday we are meeting Maris Buchanan, who has recently been out in Africa with the Vine Trust. And on Thursday. Too many things going on just now. Thursday, we've got the carols at Treeslake Hall in the evening at at 7 o'clock. Excuse me. And on Friday, our live stream adventure, I hope we'll have one or two guests. And if you would like to join in live, then let me know. Drop me an email, drop me a message, whatever, on social media, and let me know if you would like to be on screen. We can have up to 10 people. So me plus 9, we could have on Friday. And then on Christmas Eve, there will be something pre-recorded. It will still go out at 4 o'clock, but I'll be down in Loch Allen for the Christmas Eve service then. So we have heard of one or two folks' favourite carols. And I think the favourite carol is the one that Krina had mentioned there. Silent Night. Still the Night. Holy Night. And we're going to hear it just now. And the Salvation Army will be leading us in this. And
I didn't catch that.
Okay, so we'll see you tomorrow. And here we are with Silent Night. Thank you for watching on YouTube, Facebook or LinkedIn, or listening to the audio only podcast version. Full details at www.aksm.org.uk/adventure. Every day until Christmas Eve, 4 o'clock, and available thereafter. May hope and peace, joy, love, and all God's good gifts be yours this Advent season and always.